USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New coronavirus infections in the United States fell by nearly 20% over the past week, the fifth straight week of double-digit declines. America's vaccination drive is working. Earlier this week, it was announced 50% of all American adults have been vaccinated. Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union on Wednesday filed a lawsuit challenging Arkansas's ban on abortions except in medical emergencies. Arkansas's law is due to go into effect in late summer. It makes it a felony for doctors to provide abortions except in medical emergencies. In a follow-up, a suspect was arrested Tuesday night for allegedly shooting at a number of cars with BB guns on a Los Angeles freeway. Investigators are now trying to determine if it was the same suspect linked to dozens of similar incidents in Southern California highways over the past month. This is USA Radio News.
All right, is that a Q2 or a Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA.
W-9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny. Have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
President Biden's ATF director choice was questioned on the Hill Wednesday. Tim Berg reports.
David Chipman, President Biden's nominee to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, appeared before a Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Mr. Chipman's nomination has been hailed by gun control advocates, but Second Amendment groups say he's advocated for extreme positions on firearms, including banning semi-automatic firearms and magazines. On Wednesday, Chipman was asked about banning the AR-15.
With respect to the AR-15, I support a ban as has been presented in a Senate bill and supported by the President. The AR-15 is a gun I was issued on ATF's SWAT team, and it's a particularly lethal weapon, and regulating it as other particularly lethal weapons I have advocated for. As ATF director, if I'm confirmed, I would simply enforce the laws in the book.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This day in history, Flash, 1938. A boat carrying 937 Jewish refugees fleeing Nazi persecution is turned away from Havana, Cuba, with only 28 people allowed to stay in Cuba. The United States and Canada also deny entry. The rest are forced to sail back to Europe, where they're distributed among several countries, including Great Britain and France. Flash, 1941. The British Navy sinks the state-of-the-art German battleship Bismarck in the North Atlantic near France. The German death toll was more than 2,000 people. The ship was on the high seas for only 2 years. Flash, 1937.
After 5 years of work, the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge is completed. The world's longest single-span suspension bridge that cost over 7 million pounds. San Francisco's mayor cuts through the silver chain with a blow lamp, and from each end of the bridge, the motorcade speeds on to meet in the center and symbolize the completion of a great engineering achievement. Overhead, the U.S. Air Force roars. 1,000 feet below, the Navy churns the water into froth.
Construction began on January 5, 1933. The project cost more than $35 million and was completed ahead of schedule and $1.3 million under budget. Flash, 1703. After winning access to the Baltic Sea through his victories in the Great Northern War, Tsar Peter the Great founds the city of St. Petersburg as the new Russian capital. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.